Bezdash Mizbuch will begin Perek Shlish in the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Man Belev in the laws of the lender and the borrower in the Sefer Mishpat Book of Judgments, where in this parak we discuss regarding the laws of mashkin, of collateral for the loan. As Rambam gives halacha of regarding the prohibition of taking collateral from a widow. Almana, widow, bein she aniyah, bein she ashira, whether she's poor, whether she's wealthy, ema mashkin oisa, we don't take collateral from her. Lebesha salva, not at the time of the loan. Lebesha lebesha salva, not at the time of the loan. Not even to the court. Shnumak says in the pasuk in the bottom, "Leisatbo beged amon." You don't take collateral, which is an item that's worth the something in regards to the loan that the creditor could have. You don't take collateral the garments of a widow. Vemchaval, if someone did take collateral, machzir memen b'karach, we take it back from him forcibly. Vemtoydelay now, if she admits to him, then tishalim. In other words, the courts will collect from her forcibly because the Torah didn't say that you cannot take collateral from the widow. Only regarding collateral, but they didn't say you cannot collect from her. So you could collect the way you do a normal collection. But v'mtichver, if she denies, tishaveya, so like any claim and counterclaim, she takes an oath that she doesn't owe. If let's say the collateral gets lost or burnt before it's being able to give back to the widow, then loika. Then the lender gets lashes, because as long as the collateral is still there, you don't get lashes, because that's what's called a lavanet lase, because you could remedy the negative prohibition. As long as you have it, you could give it back, and therefore you don't get lashes. But the moment it's not there anymore, you can't give it back, then he gets lashes for violating this negative prohibition of alei tachbol beged amana. Halacha Beis continues regarding the prohibition of taking collateral of items that are used for eichel nefesh, for food purposes. V'chein amal v'schaveda, so if someone lends his friend, bein shelvo al amashkin, whether he lent it him on collateral, meaning that he took an item as collateral right away as security for that loan. Or bein shemishkan le'achalvo, whether he subsequently took the collateral after the loan, b'yadoi, through himself, or yapibesno, through the courts. Either way, lo'yachbol kelim sho'isim em'uchal nefesh, and I'll take collateral of vessels that are used for food purposes, kegein nerechayim, like the mill, which is used to grind the wheat, v'ariv shel eitz, and the trough of wood, which is used to knead the dough, v'yodesh mevashvam, the pots that are used to cook inside of them, v'sakash shechita, the knife of slaughtering, ketzimim, all similar types of things. Shnumaket says in the pasuk, ki nefesh uchevel, because you're taking his soul as collateral, which is oichel nefesh, the food of this soul, which is food. V'mchavel, if he takes collateral, machzav akarchei, you'd forcibly give it back. But if the collateral gets lost or gets burned before it's able to be given back, then like he gets lashes for this negative prohibition of ki nefesh uchevel. Halacha Gimel, Chavel Kelim Har B'Shal Eichel Nefesh. Let's say he takes many vessels of Eichel Nefesh, of food preparation for collateral. Kugayin Shechavel, for example, he took collateral of Areva of the bowl, the Yoyra and the trough, the Yoyra and the pot, the sakin and the knife. So Chavel called Kli Kli B'Vnatzmi. He's liable for every single vessel individually for a prohibition. Afilish Nei Kelim, even two vessels, Shem Oisim Malacha Achaz, that actually do and function as one work. So when you combine those two vessels, they're only going to do one function. You violate for them as two different vessels. And you get lashes for the two of them independently. Kishlem says in the pasuk, lo yachvel rechayim v'rechev, you should not take collateral of rechayim and rechev. Rechayim of a hand mill is that's composed of two different stones that are placed on top of each other. The upper one's called the rechev, which is the riding one. When you turn it around, it grinds the seeds, the kernels that fall between them and the bottom stone, which is called the Rechaim. So you see, when it says Rechaim Vor Rechev, which L'chayv Al Rechaim Bevne Atzmai, to be liable for the bottom stone by itself, Val Rechev Bevne Atzmai, the upper stone by itself, even though they're really in one function of a mill. So Keshim Shei Rechev Rechaim Yuchad, just like the two parts of the mill, the two stones, the upper and the lower stones, are distinguished. Shnei Kelim, they're considered two different vessels. U'misham Shem Malach Achaz, even though they together function in just one activity, and yet still, v'chayv al zebef nasmi v'zebef nasmi, you love for each one independently. Oh, koch kol shnei kems, to all two vessels. Av bishem sham sham malacha achaz, although they function in one activity, chayv al zebef nasmi v'zebef nasmi, you love for each one independently. V'chein m'chav al sot v'sam to collateral of tzemed, a yoke of bakar achayrish, of the cattle of the one who plows, which they're the farming tools, which are composed of two parts, and therefore you're liable for two. Lichterstein is going to get two sets of lashes. Halacha Dalad, the way that you take collateral. If someone loans his friend, whether it be a pauper, whether it be a wealthy person, he could only take collateral in court. And even if the agent of the court is coming to take collateral, you cannot come into the guy's house and take collateral. He has to stand on the outside. But Levin nichnas lebeisai, and the borrower goes into his house, umeitzalei mashkin, he brings out the collateral to the agent of the court. Shlomo says, no possible, b'chutz tamar, he has to stand on the outside. Now, imkin, if that's the case, so if the, when he comes to the house of the borrower, both the person himself and the agent of the court are forbidden to go inside, so ma bim bal chayv l'shleich bezdin, what actually is the difference between the creditor and the agent of the court? The difference is, shleich bezdin, the agent of the court, yeshle likach mashkin miyad aloyva bizroya, that he could take the collateral from the borrower, let's say, when he's out of his house, forcibly, the nislamav, and he can give it to the lender. But the creditor, he cannot take the collateral, only if the borrower gives it with his own willingness and his own consent. Now, of a balchayv, let's say the creditor violates, and he goes into the house of the borrower, mishkan, and he takes collateral, or he forcibly grabs away the collateral from the hand of the borrower. Ein leker does not get lashes. Why should he nitik lasik? Because it can be remedied with a positive commandment. Shlomo Melech says in the pasuk, "Hashav tashav light." You should surely return to him as a avid the collateral kavay shemesh when the sun sets. Now vimlukim asay shabav. But if he does not fulfill the positive commandment, you're going to avid a mashkin as like, for example, if it gets lost or gets burned, the collateral then like it gets lashes because now it cannot be remedied anymore. U'mechashav demei hamashkin, and he calculates the value of the collateral which he takes that off from the amount of the debt. But to be hashav adin, and then he collects the rest of the debt in court. Halacha hey, echad mamashkin is chabir bevezden. Whether someone is taking collateral from his friend in court, oishem mishkin biyad bezroya, or he forcibly takes with his own hands his collateral, imidas aleva, or with the consent of the borrower. Either way, imesh anihu, if the borrower is a pauper, a poor man, umishkin adubish utarkle, and he took collateral from him, something that he needs, it is a mitzvah lahatzloi ha'avid, his commandment to give him back that collateral beish utarkle when the borrower needs it. So, machzul esakar balayla, he has to give him back his pillow at nighttime, kedei lishna lov, that he can sleep on it. Vesa machresha b'yayim, he has to give him back his plow during the daytime, kedei lasa b'malachta, so he can do his work with it. Shlomo says in the pasuk, hashib tashib les abid, you should surely return to him his collateral. Over v'laheshib, if he violated and he does not give it back to him, klei hayim b'yayim, a daytime vessel at daytime, klei alayla balayla, and a nighttime vessel at nighttime, leiv v'laheshib, violates a negative prohibition. Shlomo says in the pasuk, leishiv leishishka b'avayte, you should not lay with his collateral. What that means to say is, leishishka b'avayte etzlach, you should not go to sleep at nighttime when his collateral is by you, zuksus layla, that refers to a nighttime garment. And now regarding vessels that the guy utilizes at the daytime, or he wears those clothing during the daytime, that's what the pasuk says in Shemais, ad bay Hashemesh tishavenolei, until the sun sets, you should be returning it to me. You have to be returning it to him the whole day that he could use those daytime vessels. Now the question is, imkainhu, if that's the case, shemach le hamashkin, that you have to give back the collateral beish tzarchle when the borrower needs it, and v'lekecheisa beisha in the tzarchle, and he only takes it back from when he doesn't need it. So my yerla mashkin, what does the collateral help? You're not going to get anything from it anyways, because the guy gets to hold on to the loan, and whatever he needs, he gets it back. The reason is that the loan should not be canceled in the Shemitah year, because the Shemitah year cancels all loans except a loan that's on collateral, because it's not really like collecting from him, because you really have that value in the collateral. So too, that whatever that item should be should not be considered like movable items by the orphans, which then the collector would not be able to collect it, that lender, because metalton of the orphans are not meshubet to balchayv. So it's not really considered as the orphans, it's really considered his because he has the collateral. El, you put him in the mashkin, achash shemes alevi, rather he's going to be able to collect from the collateral even after the borrower dies. Halamata, so you learn from what we mentioned, shema mashkin is sa'ani, so someone that takes collateral from a pauper, davishu tzarkle, someone that he needs, v'lechzir lebezmani, does not give back in its appropriate time, even mishum shleish shemes, he violates three negative prohibitions. Mishum le'sovel beisai, because don't come to his house and take his stuff. Mishum hashab tashal esabit, that you should really return to him his loan, which is a positive commandment. And not to sleep with his collateral. But when we say this, this is only collateral is taken, not at the time of the loan. Only later to secure his payment. Of But if he took collateral at the time of the loan as security, in the he doesn't have to return that at all. And doesn't violate any of these prohibitions when he doesn't give it back when that guy needs it. Regarding the objects of collateral. So shlich betin shabal amashkin. So if an agent of the court comes to take collateral, leimashkin devarim, he's not allowed to take collateral things. Sheev shel adam litanos amashkin, that a person cannot give them as collateral because the guy needs it by day and by night time. Kugin begat shalav, like the garment that's on him, or klei shoychba, or the bowl that he uses to eat from. Creates available things like that. Umanech mito matzah la'asher, so he leaves a bed and a mattress for a wealthy person. A mito mapes la'ani, and a bed and a inferior mattress for a pauper. And now, whatever else the borrower has, besides these items, for example, let's say the tools of his trade or a pillow, even though these are things that he needs, but he doesn't need them by both day and nighttime, those are things, yesh l'mashkenai, the lender could take them as collateral, meaning the agent of the court. Now he just has to give back the daytime tools by the daytime, and the nighttime tools at nighttime. Let's say he had two of the vessels. He takes one and he leaves him one. Now, up until what point, I mean, he only has to give him back one, because he doesn't need more than one, so he could, that one he doesn't have to give him back to survive on. Now, how long does this process go on for, that he has to keep on giving back and taking back, and he doesn't just keep it as collection, is really ad loyalim, is forever. Because since it originally came to him through collateral, he constantly has the mitzvah of returning the collateral. If he wants to use his collection, he's got to give it back, and then collect it as collections for the debt. Now, if the collateral was from things that the borrower doesn't need, so you don't have the mitzvah on the lender of returning the avod of the collateral, and moreover, and you don't, these are not things that you leave totally for the borrower. So what you do is you leave it by the lender for a period of 30 days, because taking the collateral even after the loan is like a new loan. It's as if he lent it to him right now on the collateral, which you're not allowed to collect the loan less than 30 days. So you leave it by the lender for 30 days. Now, once it's after 30 days and onwards, then they can sell the collateral with the authority of the courts. Misa leiva, if the borrower dies, he doesn't have to give it back to the sons of the borrower. Rather, he could sell the mashkin in courts, because it says tishavenu loy, you return it to the borrower, but you don't return it to his yorshim. Misa leiva achas heishav lehamashkin. If let's say the borrower died after that he had returned him the collateral, because you sometimes have to give it back to him, like we said, shem tehamav ma'abonav ve'imachse, he could remove it, the lender could remove it from his sons, and doesn't have to give it back, again, because that's something that is considered he has rights to, because it was his collateral. Halacha Zayin continues regarding collateral from someone that's not the actual borrower. Ha'ariv, a guarantor, who guarantees to the lender that he's going to pay back the debt of the borrower. Mutl l'mashkin mizraya. There, actually, the creditor is allowed to forcibly take collateral from, and actually, lukonis lebasic, could even go into his house, l'ikl l'mashkin, and take the collateral. Krishnemet says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, l'kach bigdei, take his garment. Ki odav zar, because he guaranteed for a foreign person. So, unlike that of the borrower. So let's say someone is owed wages by his friend. Whether it's wages for his own work, whether it's wages for a rental of his animal or of his tools, whether the rental of his house, where a person is dwelling and he's owed rent. He's a mutl mashkenai, he's allowed to take collateral from the person, not even by the courts. And when he's basically going to his house, and he could take the collateral for the wages that are owed to him. Because only the house of the borrower you can't go into. But you could go into for collateral for some other debt that's not from a lender, but rather, let's say, for wages that are owed to him. V'mzakav alav ha'sachar b'milvah. But let's say he said, you know what, you owe me the money, but let it be considered a loan for you. Oh, then also then it's forbidden. Because remember the pasuk says in the bottom, kisasha b'di'acha mashas ma'umah v'gomim. If you're going to go ahead and try to collect any loan whatsoever, then you're not allowed to, which even includes this case, which even though it started off as wages that were owed, but ultimately he said, oh, I'll just lend the money to you. You don't have to pay me back. You don't have to pay me now. Rather, you'll pay me back later for this loan that I let you hold on to. Oh, that's a loan. And the loan, we said that the lender cannot go in to the house of the bar, even though it didn't start off as a loan. Halacha ches, regarding actually renting out the collateral, to lease it out. So, someone had the collateral from a poor person. If the rent of what this item could be utilized for, if you could rent it out, to lease it out, if that amount is yasa pachasa, is more than how much it would lose in value by it being used, could go in kardim, for example, an axe, or masagod, a large saw, creates things like that, where you could rent it out for, let's say, $100 a day, and every day that's used, it goes down $10, so you're going to be making much more, you're making more than what the loss is, had is a mutla askir, then you're allowed to rent it out. Whatever money you're making off from renting out from the collateral will constantly be used to diminish the amount of the debt that the borrower owes. And the reason why you're allowed to do this is like returning a lost object. You don't have to have even permission from the owners, because it's a gain. It's a no-brainer, where here's the collateral. He owes you $1,000, and every day you can rent it out for $100. It's only losing $10, so you're making $90, and therefore you could keep on paying off the debt that he's not going to have to pay you afterwards, but in your anyways holding out this collateral. Therefore, that is something that's permitted to be done, like Hashabbos Aveda, in the sense of lost money that will be if you don't do this.